love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Olympic Mountain Pursuit by Jody Bailey, performed by Cindy Kay. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. To Laura Ott, for being the most selfless and the most patient, for sharing my OBX-loving heart, for cheering me on when I'm ready to quit. Oh, and for making the best desserts in the world. All my beach people said, amen. 1. The sound of the east fork of the Quinault River raging against the rocks in the narrow gorge was louder than Everly Lopez had ever heard it. She lowered her binoculars to give her eyes a rest. She'd spent all day in the dense foliage of Olympic National Park, tracking black bears. With the Pony Bridge Trail and several others in Enchanted Valley, closed due to washouts and high water from unusually heavy rains, animal activity was increasing in the absence of hikers and park visitors. The quiet was nice. A return to her refuge, after a harrowing season during which a series of bombings had wreaked terror in the park. With the bomber now in custody, Everly finally felt as though she could relax again in the one place that always felt safe. She'd been on her way back to the trailhead when she'd spotted a large male black bear chasing a cougar away from a downed deer near Pony Bridge. Black bears were known for stealing a kill, and watching these two battle for their lunch had distracted her from her own safety. While it was still early in the afternoon, Enchanted Valley was growing dark from clouds and the mist that always seemed to hang in the rainforest. It was time to pack it in for the day and make the 2-plus-mile hike back to the trailhead. Everly's friend Tara kept her daughter Amelia during the day, and if Everly headed in early, maybe she could go for a late lunch to a fast food place with a playground. It would be a treat for them all. One more peek. Then she had to get moving. It was tough to leave, but the weather didn't give her much choice. Not only was the data she was collecting as a black bear habitat and outreach tech going to help the Department of Fish and Wildlife, it was also going a long way toward bolstering her research for her PhD in environmental science. With a slight grin, Everly raised her binoculars and scanned the lush green underbrush and trees until she found the bear again, now resting on his backside and staring in her direction. Had he spotted her? Everly stilled, grateful for the bear spray in a holster at her hip, but praying she wouldn't have to use it. Something rustled in the trees behind her, and she whipped around, lowering her binoculars. With cougars emboldened by a lack of foot traffic on the trail, she should have been watching her back. While the big cats rarely attacked humans, they wouldn't be shy about it if they were hungry enough. Letting her binoculars dangle at her neck, she grabbed the bear spray from its holster and prepared to act as the aggressor. Hopefully, the critter would back down without her having to deploy spray in its face. Her grip faltered when she faced her would-be attacker, but her fingers tightened just in time to keep a hold on the canister. This was no rainforest animal from the Cascade Mountains. This was a man, and he was pointing a gun at her. Everly's foot slipped on a mossy rock as she instinctively stepped back, lifting her hands. Her mouth went dry. The words required force to bypass the lump in her throat. What do you want? The man maintained his position about 20 feet from her, but he adjusted his grip to center the pistol's aim on her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?